You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have just been travelling in Hawaii.
That's right. Nowhere close to what we're talking about.
Nowhere close, but...
But on the mainland, I mean, in the United States, back in the capital, I call it.
Back in the capital.
So today we're talking about Mississippi. I don't know if you all learned the little rhyme and how to spell it. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Do you learn that?
No.
Oh, we learned that as little kids. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. So what a weird, funky little place. So apparently Mississippi is the real South. Like, you know, the South, when people say the South, that's what they mean. And used to have like a majority Black folks, so really different dynamic than other mm-hmm. states, but they all left during some of the urbanization migrations in the early 1900s, and now it's only 37% Black, but they're still wow. the highest out of any other state in America. So just really different vibe, different history, still very racist, unfortunately, but because of the African Americans there, it's the home of the blues, and so some people say that's the home of music. I mean, like, because if the blues started rhythm and blues, which started rock, which started everything else, you know, it's not jazz, that's New Orleans, but that Mississippi really is this, the real, you know, womb of this great.
Where did the blues, like, how did that kind of come about?
These sort of, they call it the Mississippi Delta, which is, so there's the river, the Mississippi River, and mm-hmm. so there's this sort of flat plains area with the Mississippi and another river called the Yazoo. There you go. That's where Yazoo comes from. And it was a big cotton area. And it's these traveling dudes, you know, singing and traveling. And so it's, this is the real rural acoustic blues. So apparently, you know, there's lots of kinds of blues now. But, you know, even people like B.B. King and stuff that electrified it later, he came from Mississippi as well. So we're not going to play some of the real old stuff, but people like... Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, so any people that are really actually into the blues, but still a couple of the guys we're going to play today are still hugely influential for any guitarist. Like, they're just the man. So the first guy we're going to play is Bo Diddley, and he plays this, it's called the Hambone Rhythm. Have a listen for that.
Hambone Rhythm. Oh yeah, we'll have a little listen to the song.
Miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Yeah, Bo Diddley.
I know the little Who Do You Love.
Yeah, he's very well known. A huge influence on people like Elvis, Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix. And some people even say, you know, that was kind of early rap because he does a lot of sort of rhyming and half talking. And he calls his guitar a twang machine.
A twang
machine. And you can totally hear that. And he sort of made his own. He had a rectangle guitar. So just really awesome dude, and you hear that sort of chugga guitar.
It's quite a simple like structured song, melodically and like with the chords, but it really like kind of gets you going, like you're kind of connected to it.
Yeah, and it's that driving rhythm that I guess some people feel is the railroad tracks, possibly. Well, like the next guy we're gonna play, John Lee Hooker, some people feel his guitar sound is also really important because he sort of electrified this blues that some people feel his is based on, like the piano boogie woogie, and sort of bringing that into guitar. So this is John Lee Hooker. So another one of these important Mississippi guys. I mean, there's so many, but I've just chose two.
Ooh, I like that.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me, put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. I love to see you walk up and down the floor. Or when you're talking to me, that baby talk. I just like it like that. Or when you talk like that, you knocks me out, right off of my feet. How, 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 how. Oh, baby, I love you, baby. Baby, little baby. Yeah, baby, shake it, baby, shake it, baby, shake it, baby, one time for me.
Oh, yeah. It really, he lets the instruments sing, you know, you can really hear all of them kind of, I like how he bounces from a little bit of vocal to like intense instrumentation.
Yeah, it's sort of like a call and response. They're answering each other. But pretty sexy. Pretty sexy music. Yeah. Y'all, if you're looking for something sexy. So, you know, the biggest, most famous Mississippi guy is Elvis, and he's from Tupelo, Mississippi. And so you can imagine him growing up in this nest of amazing blues music. And that's what, that, you know, he was a white guy, but he always had really strong black roots in his music, which is what some people felt like was the whole secret. Just some of the other big names that came from there, I just want to acknowledge is Charlie Pride, Sam Cooke, Rufus Thomas was a big a soul music singer, Bobby Gentry, Thelma Houston, and Leanne Rimes, for those of you who like white country girls, and Tammy Wynette, y'all. But I wanted to play, not a huge rap scene, so I'm not sure why, you know, because we're getting our sort of southern hip-hop, and, you know, it's a really troubled area, really. The African Americans there have the worst, you know, health in the States, lowest income in the States. They were really affected by Hurricane Katrina, so I'm not sure why we haven't had a huge sort of rap community there. But one of the known rappers from there is David Banner, so we'll play him.
I didn't expect that.
Everybody in my city pushing keys, and that's all these kids see. If that's the only thing they hear, then that's the only thing they'll be. We call it swag, swag, swag. We call it swag, swag, swag. The homies is busting slugs, the women is shaking ass. A white girl call us nigga, and we just sit back and laugh and call it swag, swag, swag. We call it swag, swag. I am no preacher, bitch, I'm a teacher. More like a thinker, dreamer, believer.
Pick one.
1,000 albums came out last year and I ain't get one. Cause these boys looking like Mantan.
I make hits like Grand Slam. Never had a problem keeping up. These boys' songs sound weak as fuck. I ain't thinking about easing up. I'm going hard till my lease is up and my time could be creeping up. It's only right that I tell them. Don't buy into everything that these rappers are selling. Thinking that they winning, but really these niggas failing. Your people and they need you, feeding evil to the streets. Who made you, raised you? I'm grateful that my mama didn't raise no dummy. I never let a motherfucker think for me.
Ooh. Yeah, David Banner, if you want some nasty, nasty.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to, I know it's probably a little early for it. Save it for later tonight. If you want to twerk, we were all twerking in
and,
here.
And that track is called Swag.
Yeah, so, he's teaching you.
Yeah.
About swag, how to have swag, what is swag.
I mean, the word swag, where did that even come from?
Now, supposedly it came from the gay community, which, so then they find it really ironic that straight, almost homophobic men will talk about swagger.
But, really?
But that's up for, you know, debate. But some of the gay community is like, no, it's gay men that have swag. That's sort of, but swag can also mean stuff, right? Remember you'd say I got good swag, like stuff, but
like
now
a
it's
swag bag.
Yeah. But now people use it meaning swagger, meaning like a kind of a bravado. But anyway, in his song, he'll tell you how to have swag, and that's more like this bravado. You know? Now, the last artist we're not going to fully play, because I know some of your listeners don't like her, but, you know, I think the fact that Britney Spears comes from Mississippi is telling. You know, she's a white girl from, you know, this very poor state, and also, you know, her partner in crime, Justin Timberlake, he came from Tennessee, and I think the fact that they're these sort of white southern kids does have a bearing, you know, on you know, what they're doing and their background in popular culture. You know, they're not New York or LA kids and stuff. And so, you know, having Elvis be from Mississippi and then having Britney, you know, yeah, growing up in small places, these small towns, it does affect, I think, how she is and certain mannerisms and things that she has. So, you know, y'all get ready for some Britney.
All right, let's like have a little.
Just a little.
A little dabble.
Can't have too much.
Are you ready?
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh man, this kind of like takes me back.
Yeah, I'm reliving some childhood memories.
Actually, this just takes me back to me sitting in my room and hearing my sister like pumping Britney Spears through the walls. Like she was a Britney. I was more a Spice Girls girl.
Yeah, you know, for some women, she's really empowering. You know, like, it's just not my cup of tea either, but I understand some women and gay men, let's be honest here, very empowering figure, you know? And even the more trash and crazy ass that our life goes, you know, is even more empowering because people, like, you know, they can relate to her. She's not, you know, this perfect person. She's a troubled person. And maybe, you know, she's more like every girl. And I guess, yeah, it's the Mississippi thing too, you know? She didn't grow up all, you know, privileged. And so maybe that's why she's empowering, because people, you know, young people can relate to that. You can, like, totally stuff up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, you know, is she a feminist figure or not? That's a thing for debate, you know?
Oh, my but God. I don't know.
She certainly empowers some people, you know? Some people really, like, feel it and love her.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in my younger years, she had a huge influence over the music that I listened to. So,
yep.
I mean, kudos to Britney for being Britney.
That's right, girl.
Not many people can be Britney.
You go, girl.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, okay. Kirsten.
Bye,
for
y'all.
Coming in.
Bye, y'all. Enjoy Mississippi music.
And that was Traveling Tunes with Kirsten Zampier. We were looking at Mississippi. Yeah, it's been a really good time. Thank you for coming in, and it's nice to have you back from Hawaii.
That's right. Aloha.
Cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.